New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer has launched an investigation into alleged illegal trading practices by big mutual fund companies. He said yesterday that a Bermuda-based hedge fund had agreed to pay $40 million to settle charges that it engaged in illegal trades. Spitzer said several big mutual fund companies had allegedly assisted in the practices. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
New York officials say Canary Capital Partners was allowed to buy and sell mutual fund shares after the market closed each day. That way it could take advantage of late-breaking news developments that were likely to drive the market higher or lower the next day. That gave it a huge advantage over other investors. New York Attorney General Spitzer said the big financial services company Bank of America allowed the trades in exchange for Canary's business.
What we are seeing here, therefore, is that Bank of America, in return for the fees that it got, was violating the fiduciary duty owed to its long-term shareholders and essentially was being bought off.
Spitzer said Canary was also able to execute large market timing trades designed to take advantage of expected market swings overseas. That isn't illegal, but he said it does drive up the cost of managing a mutual fund, and therefore mutual fund companies that allowed it to go on were shortchanging their own investors. Spitzer said several big mutual fund companies, including Janus, Strong, and Bank One, had apparently allowed this kind of trading to go on.
We believe that it is very widespread. We believe that certainly with respect to timing, it is pervasive. There is an industry out there that benefits from timing that inures to the detriment of the shareholders.
Spitzer said his investigation will continue and could lead to some of the big fund companies, but none has yet been charged with any crime. Bank of America said yesterday it would cooperate with the New York investigation, and as part of the settlement, Canary has agreed to do so as well. The investigation is likely to focus new attention on mutual fund companies, which have come to play such a dominant role in people's retirement planning. Yesterday, the Securities and Exchange Commission, which has sometimes been at odds with Spitzer, issued a statement calling the fund's conduct reprehensible. SEC Chairman William Donaldson said, "There's too much money at stake for us to know as little as we do about these funds." And he noted that his agency has been conducting its own investigation into hedge funds and mutual funds and how they operate. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.